Tim, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey, Tim, I ordered that professional inviter, and that's absolutely phenomenal, man. I appreciate it greatly.
You are so welcome, and I'm glad that you appreciate it. That's the only reason I made that thing.
It breaks it down. It's fabulous on how you hit all the points, and I'm starting to use everything that you've educated me on that. The question I had is when you were talking about you're having interaction with people in the gym and you would trade business cards, what would you do on the business cards? Would you have something on that card about your business, or would you basically just your name be on there and a good catchy phrase that would spark interest about your card?
All right. This is a very, very, this is a loaded question. It's a great one. And I have a couple of different, what's your name, by the way?
Mark.
All right, Mark. The reason that I say that it's a very interesting and very in-depth one is because there are two different strategies, and they both work. One, I feel, works more specifically when you're actually wanting to really network and meet individuals and get to know them and service. So from that side. And then there's the other side where you do a much more kind of a canvassing approach where you're making a short connection and then you're putting something there and then you kind of are willing to wait for them to follow through after that. If you've listened to Professional Inviter, you heard me talk to that lady in the gym, and you can tell by that one that that was not a canvassing approach. That was a servicing approach. I talked to her, found out some information about her. She kept talking about how she had come in or something like that on around her lunch break. I had been in there for quite a while, and so we had been chit-chatting or something or other, and she said, you know, are you on your lunch break or something like that? And I say, you know, I guess, but I can pretty much come and go as I please. And then she made some comment, it must be nice or something like that. And so we started developing a little bit of a conversation, and I said, well, why don't you, right? And now you know as well as I know that was just kind of getting her to turn the spotlight on and get her to communicate to me about what her needs and wants were, right?
Right.
So with that, my business card in that type of a situation is just my name and my email address and my phone number, right?
Okay.
It's not a business approach so much. It is a service approach. And then on the other one, I have a business card, and it's got my name on it, and then it'll also have a little phrase, some people make $10,000 a year, some people make $10 million a year, both with only 24 hours a day. What's
nice.
The difference? And then I have my Explore Freedom page.
Okay. I'm on the website now, so I've got signed up with you as far as that goes. I'm just, my income is so tight right now. I want to pay for those local leads, but I'm just having to generate some more money to do that. But that definitely seems the way to go. And that's what I was wondering, and you definitely answered it. I mean, when you were talking to those people at the gym, were you just basically talking about, because you said sometimes you talk about the product, and then other times you're trying to find out the wants and the needs and to where you could, for the business opportunity aspect of it as well.
Yeah. In other words, you see, like one of the last things that I say in Professional Inviter is kind of like this like key point, and that is that I can go to a party, a social event, go to the gym, go to Whole Foods shopping. I can go wherever I go, and all I do is greet and qualify, greet, qualify, greet, qualify. It must be at least 10 people a day. I go to Starbucks and, you know, get a hot chocolate. And while I'm there, I'm going to greet two people. And I'm just greeting, right? And if you really listen closely on the greeting, there's a part in there where I actually teach you, and that was one of the questions tonight that I am so sorry that I wasn't able to get to, but I teach how to start conversations with people. And this was the most difficult thing I think I've ever done. I would rather defuse a bomb than walk up to a stranger and talk to him. Okay,
I can tell you. Familiarity with it, right?
Yeah, I had none. But what you do is that you focus their attention onto something in the environment outside themselves, right? And so, you know, it might be you know, you're focusing on a brochure that happens to be sitting at Starbucks or something like that, and you say, oh man, what cool colors they use in here, or something like that. So that puts the attention off of them. All right, so it's a very non-assertive. It's not forceful. And then, you know, if you get them to actually look at that and make a comment about it, then you can, you know, say something that's a little bit more general or a little bit closer to them or something like that. And then pretty soon you'd be interested in them. Right? So that's the way that you take any environment and you put and you're able to start greetings with people. If you say, it's a cool color on that brochure, and they don't respond, you know, they just kind of look at it and look away. All right?
Right.
End of greeting.
<Right? Okay.
laughs> You know, you don't take it further than that. You know, you just move on. But if you put that there and then they say it is really nice, or, you know, I don't particularly like that color. Oh, okay, what color do you like? Right? Then you got this conversation going back and forth, and now the two of you are in communication. Okay, so that's that. Once I'm in the greeting, and then I get into towards the qualify, something would have led me into qualifying them either for product or that, right? And so the lady in the gym, I could have went either way because we have a product that is specifically for people while they're working out. And so it just so happens that when the conversation started, the conversation was about that, you know, are you on your lunch break? No. I don't have to take a lunch break, right? My lunch is right after I'm done with working out, and then I might come back in the gym, you know. So it was, you know, one of those that led to it was all opportunity based instead of having anything to do with. But you know what? There's been so many people that I meet at the gym that way. I mean, I purposely got a gym membership that at Bally's and a couple of other gyms just because I like to go to a gym and meet people because they're normally people who are, you know, they're productive. They, you know, they're out there doing things and striving. And so, you know, I've met a lot of people in the gym. So that particular one that I followed up with just happened to be one I met at the gym.
Well, Tim, I don't want to take up all your time with all these other people on the call, but on that, every time I go to Bally's here in Kansas City, when I go there, everybody has headphones on, I mean, for the most part. So, you know, sometimes I'm waiting to have some interaction with them, but they've got those blasted headphones on, and so it just in that aspect of it, it makes it a little bit more of a challenge for me, but...
Yeah, and most of the people in the grocery store today are on the phone. I know what you mean. you know, I made a joke with somebody. I was standing in line, and they were behind me. They were on the phone. I was on the phone. And I turned around, and, you know, we just kind of like, you know, looked at each other while we were talking. And then I put my hand on the phone. I go, what's your number? I'll call you. We can stand in line and talk to each other. And, you know, we just kind of laugh and continue talking on. But, yeah, I know what you mean. And
that's a good icebreaker there.
Yeah, and that's all. You know, what you do is that as you do this, you become, you know, much more outgoing because this was impossible for me early on. But I just finally figured out, you know, and dissected how to do it. So just keep doing that, man. And as soon as you make any money at all, then invest it back into the business where it might be leads that you do. You know, like I said in professional, but I think that number one is networking and then number two is buying leads in terms of effectiveness.
Do you ever take a look at the sites like mine's the what can I say or would you rather me not say?
Well, I know a lot of, you know, are you talking about build your downline for you or leads?
No. I'm doing the Explore Freedom website.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever take a look at one of those to see if there's anything else better if I told you mine was Explore Freedom, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Could you get on there and go, well, you know, maybe you could have said it this way or maybe there's been a better way to do that? Do you ever do that at all or does that just take up too much time?
Well, that's the reason that I leave Explore Freedom / Trump up.
Right, right.
It's just so you can see what I did.
Okay.
All those people were recruited off of that site.
Okay. Well, I kept it simple like you did, so.
Good. Good.
Alrighty.
Then the other part is just make sure that you have all of the communication qualities in, and you just greet and qualify. I do find it a little bit easier that, when you surface up people who are actually looking, and people who fill out leads are actually looking, where the other people, it's kind of a hit and miss. You're meeting people and such. But you can find them that way. If you don't have a lot of money, and that's the way I started out too. I had to hit the malls and everything else to make enough money to ever start to run ads in newspapers to then go and buy lists of leads. And so you're doing it the right way. Just do a lot of volume of it because you have to do a lot of volume in the way that you're doing it right now.
I appreciate it, Tim. Thanks for staying extra on the phone and answering my questions. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome.
Have a safe trip, bud.
I will. I made sure I made that airplane not in the morning.
All right, Timmy. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.